Jesus of Nazareth is a man of history. The historian Josephus wrote, "Now there was about this time Jesus, a wise man, if it be lawful to call him a man, for he was a doer of wonderful works, a teacher of such men as received the truth with pleasure. He drew many to him, both many of the Jews and many of the Gentiles. He was the Christ. And when Pilate, at the suggestion of principal men among us, had condemned him to the cross, those that loved him at the first did not forsake him, for he appeared to them alive again the third day, as the divine prophets had foretold these and 10,000 other wonderful things concerning him. And the tribe of Christians, so named from him, are not extinct at this day." Antiquities of the Jews. There are some today that deny Jesus of Nazareth ever existed. But the cry of their denial is drowned out by resounding historical authenticity, both sacred and secular. Being a historical character reported to have died and risen from the dead, mankind is behooved to ask the question, what did Jesus do for mankind? As Josephus wrote, Jesus was a teacher of such men as received the truth with pleasure. And it was substantiated by the Apostle John as he recorded the life of Christ when Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one cometh unto the Father but by me," John 14 and verse 6. The scriptures record that Jesus of Nazareth was a man approved of God unto you by mighty works and wonders and signs which God did by him in the midst of you, Acts 2:22. But approved to do what? When God created the heavens and the earth and all that in them is, God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good, Genesis 1:31. The serpent beguiled Eve, and then Eve gave the fruit unto Adam, who ate, Genesis 3, 1-8. And as a result, God sent them forth from the Garden of Eden, Genesis 3, 22-24. Therefore, as through one man sin entered into the world, and death through sin, and so death passed unto all men, for that all sinned, Romans 5:12, sin is the problem. Christ is the solution. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to reflect upon the words of the Apostle Paul, who said, "For while we were yet weak, in due season, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, for peradventure for a good man someone would even dare to die. But God commendeth his own love toward us, in that, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, shall we be saved from the wrath of God through him." Romans chapter 5, 6-9.